Before I start, an apology. It has been over a month since my last podcast. The reason for this is that I've been suffering badly from arthritis. I will be attempting to get all the backlog of blog posts turned into podcasts by the end of today. Wish me well. So, along with being ill and trying, and largely failing, to finish up California Dreaming, though that will be done real soon now, it really is just a matter of pulling stuff together, and it's a matter of days, not weeks, of work. The big thing that kept me away from this blog last week was travelling first to that London, and then to Birmingham to see the monkeys. Well, two of them, anyway. Seeing Davey is sadly no longer a possibility, while Michael Nesmith, after touring with the band through 2012, 2013 and 2014, his longest period with them since the 60s by a very long way, has declined to be part of the tour this year. Annoyingly, none of those tours came to the UK, but we can hope he'll reconsider for the 50th anniversary next year. No matter which combination of members is present, though, the Monkees have an affection from their audience that I've never seen with any other band. I've seen bigger crowds, and more obsessive ones, but never crowds that are so happy to be there. Sat outside the Hammersmith Apollo, waiting for the doors to open, I saw dozens of people taking photographs of themselves below the marquee, just wanting a record of themselves going to a Monkees show. That's not something I've seen before, and suggests a kind of love for the band that is not at all common. After the opening music, a mixture of solo Monkees obscurities and covers of Monkees songs by other artists, and montage of video clips, the band that came onto the stage was much smaller than the band I saw in 2011. Not only was there, obviously, no Davey, but there were far fewer backing musicians. No horns, just guitar, bass, drums, only one kit, Mickey didn't play drums on this tour, and keyboards, plus Mickey's sister Coco Dolan's on backing vocals and hand percussion. That, plus Peter Tork switching between guitar and keyboards, and Mickey occasionally playing acoustic guitar, was the entire band. This makes sense in a lot of ways. Davey's Broadway rock stuff was the only music they did that really needed the horns, and they'd always detracted from, rather than added to, the other music. Pleasant Valley Sunday isn't improved by sounding like it's being played by the studio band from a US late night talk show. But the combination of this, along with the lack of Davey as a frontman, and the concomitant lack of dance routines and much smaller number of old music hall jokes, gave the show a completely different feel to that from 2011. And where the earlier show, even before they walked on stage, felt showbiz, this felt rock and roll. The earlier show was, for me at least, watching three of the stars of one of my favourite TV programmes from when I was a child, whereas this was watching the band who made some of the records I've loved the most in my 30s. This meant that even the parts of the show that were most similar, Mickey singing I'm a Believer or Pauper's Song, felt different, and like they were being asked to be judged by a different standard. Luckily, there's a rock and roll show, The New Monkees, not to be confused, thankfully, with The New Monkees, are as good as any out there. One could argue that the Monkees, as a quartet, were each a quarter of the perfect entertainer. Davey the frontman, Mickey the singer, Michael the songwriter, and Peter the instrumentalist. Given that they still play many of Nesmith's songs, the lack of the other two in musical terms is fairly minimal on the songs they do play. The main way the lack affects the show is that the set list chosen has almost no songs that originally had lead vocals by either Davey or Michael, with only two of each. A Little Bit Me and Daydream Believer, in Davey's case, and Papa Jean's Blues and Listen to the Band in Michael's. Everything else was something that had originally been sung by Mickey or Peter. This made for a truly odd set list. Previous Monkees set lists have largely been ones anyone could write. Take any Best of the Monkees collection, add in a couple of extra songs that Peter can sing, and the job's done. But while Dolan sings almost every one of the massive hits, Clarksville, Stepping Stone, I'm a Believer, Pleasant Valley Sunday, Randy Scouse Git, She, and several of the more recognisable non-hits, Going Down, Pauper's Songs, Girl I Knew Somewhere, having a show where only Mickey and Peter are singing means that many well-known non-hit songs, Daddy's Song, Cuddly Toy, You Just May Be the One, and so on, are out of bounds, and the setlist mixes the famous songs in with songs that are not completely familiar, even to a dedicated fan like myself. For the first, shorter set, Dolan's utterly dominated proceedings. While Peter got two leads, Your Auntie Griselda and For Pete's Sake, took part of the lead on No Time, duetted on Words, and was as good a visual clown as ever, and the man is an absolutely remarkable mime. He could have been Harpo Marx good if he'd gone in that direction. The bulk of the songs were all Mickey leads, and all utterly familiar to anyone who knows the Monkees at all. Clarksville, A Little Bit Me, Girl I Knew Somewhere, Mary Mary, Randy Scouse Git, She. Songs that anyone who ever owned a Monkees Greatest Hits compilation or watched the TV show knows that they know their own mother. The one exception was the interesting choice of I'll Be Back on My Feet, an album track that had never been performed live before this year. Oddly, a rather Muzaki song has become quite funky in the live arrangement. With a smaller band, the song has a real groove to it in the way it doesn't on record. After an intermission, during which commercials featuring the Monkees were played, a nice idea of Andrew Sandoval's, interspersed with videos of songs that wouldn't be played live this time, largely Nesmith ones, the band came on for a semi-acoustic set, with Dolan's and Torque down the front on acoustic guitars. A brief snippet of Torque's song, Tear the Top Right Off My Head, was followed by a rearranged version of Clarksville, done as a blues number with Torque on lead. This was followed by two Carol King numbers, Take a Giant Step and Sometime in the Morning, both rearranged by Torque to emphasise his finger-picked, almost ragtime, guitar style. Both of these were highlights, Take a Giant Step for Torque's wonderful playing, and his singing, the pitching problems which he had in earlier decades are now gone, and he sounds almost like Willie Nelson, and Sometime in the Morning for Mickey's vocal. On the 2011 tour he almost bellowed this one, rather destroying the beauty of it. He has a tendency nowadays to project more than he did in the 60s, and this sometimes is at the expense of subtlety. But here, with the softer backing with which he didn't have to compete, he sounded lovely. These were followed by acoustic versions of Midnight Train, with Coco Dolan's brought up to join them, and Papa Jean's Blues. Coco Dolan's is a far more important addition to the show than people might imagine, despite being only a backing vocalist, for the simple reason that she has the exact same voice as her brother. This makes the harmonies sound quite wonderful, and indeed this version of the band has astounding vocal harmonies all round, as a surprise a cappella break at the end of The Girl I Knew Somewhere showed. Papa Jean's Blues was interesting as well, because both nights of the UK tour it was introduced with effusive praise for both the song and its writer, Michael Nesmith. Both Torque and Dolan said it was their favourite of his songs, except Rio. With the 50th anniversary next year, they're clearly trying to be as publicly complimentary toward him as possible, so as not to burn bridges, and many times mentioned just how great a songwriter he is. This stands in contrast to Davey, who was only mentioned once in the list of songwriters who'd written for the band. Were it not for the video footage of him, one could be forgiven for thinking Davey was never in the band at all. We then had two songs from Head, Pauper's Song and Long Title, though not, oddly, Torque's other usual lead, Can You Dig It?, and a giant rush through the hits, interrupted only for solo spots for each Monkey, a Torch Blues version of Sugar Sugar for Mickey, and Saved by the Blues, a song originally by Torque's band Shoe Suede Blues, for Peter. During Going Down, Mickey made the lifetime of Ian Lee, yes, TV's Ian Lee. He's one of the biggest Monkees fans in the world, and a big fan of LA 60s pop stuff generally, and a very nice bloke, by passing him the mic to sing a verse from the audience. There were flaws to the show, mostly because of the acoustics of the hall. The sound balance didn't seem quite right in the first set, though it was spot on for the much longer second set. But the show was about as good a representation of the Monkees' music, and of where that music stands up completely outside the context of the TV series, as one could hope for. And there in the blog post I say that I will be looking at the Sunday's show as well, the next day. Sadly, the next day my arthritis flared up, and so I never got round to reviewing that. These podcasts are brought to you by the generosity of my backers on Patreon.